The Psychology of the Mind and Spiritual Connection. This is a podcast by Christopher Times, M.A. First, I want to basically introduce the concept of the mind. And first off, when you look in the Bible, Genesis says that we're created in the image of God. God created humanity, mankind, in his image, in his likeness. And what does that mean? That basically means that God allowed us to share certain traits and qualities that he possessed. And that's incredible, because we're talking about God, the master, literally, of the universe, the creator of all things. God allows us, human beings, to share with him his created ability, his dynamic force, his creativity in earnest. So what does that mean? That just means that when God literally spoke a word, and through that word, he created all things that were made, to include the existence, the very existence of time itself. God spoke all of these things into action. And I'll say it again, into action. God spoke all of these things by a mere word. Now, that's really an incredible thing. Hard for us to wrap our minds around. However, it's true. Like God, we as human beings are able to use our words. Now, this is a key. We're able to literally use our words to cast our future, to literally create our future in earnest. So that means that if I get up in the morning and if I say, I'm going to have a great day today, no matter what happens, I'm going to have a wonderful day. And so what happens, because I spoke those words, and not only spoke, but believed in the words that I spoke, then everything else in this world, right, in our universe, in our cosmos, right, in our microcosm as we live and breathe, will have to line up to the words that I spoke. That's what that means. That's what that means. That means that when I speak, my mind has to be focused enough to say, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to have a great day. And when I speak that with intentionality, what happens is that the creative force that God allows me to share with him literally is activated. It is activated. And when you do that every day, every minute of the day, then that force is basically taking shape. You're literally manifesting. And I want you to hear this. Manifesting what you want to occur. And so you're literally creating every day of your life. You're creating every day of your life with the creative force that God, our Creator, gave us and that we share with him. This is a gift. This is a part of who we are. It's a part of our nature, our literal nature, our mind, as an active creative force. using our words and intentionality, we can cause things to happen from the spirit to the material, from the spirit to the material, from the spirit to the material. This is incredible, because what happens is that you can defeat all kinds of things. I contend that you can defeat sickness. You can defeat all types of maladies through this method. And when you do that, you're literally tapping in. This is so incredible. You're literally tapping into your created force that God allows us to utilize. There is a scripture, basically, it says, Jesus quotes this. He says that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is so small, you can't hardly see it in the palm of your hand. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, Jesus says that you can tell a mountain to move, a mountain to move, and the mountain will have to move. That's what Jesus said. And so we're talking about some real life type of stuff here. We're talking about the creative force of the mind joined with the spirit. The mind joined with the spirit in connection with God. This is so important to remember, because this is the foundation upon all the other things that we'll be talking about in the future. But as far as being a creative force, we already have that. It was given to us by God. And so how is this possible? Basically, it's a part of our nation. It's part of who we are. It's a part of who we are. And there are forces in this world that don't want you to know it. But we basically are a powerful force in and of our own selves. And this is an incredible teaching. When you look at the mind of human beings, we have the ability to make things, literally make things happen. And there is a connection between our body, our mind, and our spirit. There is a connection between our body, our mind, and our spirit. We are literally linked to God through our faculties. And that is an incredible thing to realize, that we literally can walk with God on earth, talk with God on earth, have our mind with God on earth, and cause things to happen in our lives that are very powerful. Make things happen, materialize. When you look at how you live, when you look at how you think and how you breathe, when you look at how you are able to manipulate the things that are around you, to call things to you into your presence, whether it be money, whether it be health, whether it be whatever relationship you believe that you deserve, it's all about how do I think. And what the scripture also says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man or woman, basically, thinketh, so is he or she. So if I think that I'm wealthy and healthy, then I will be. Because you're manifesting these things through the power of your voice, through your word, so that you can become whole, whatever that means to you. And so it's an incredible thing when you're able to link up literally with God And get this, co-create your destiny. Your destiny with God. It's incredible. It is something that is so important, so dynamic, right? It's action oriented for us to be able to co-create with God so that our lives can really be a wonderful manifestation of what God wills for us. So that's an incredible thing. And it is so incredible to look at how God moves and works. Now, the psychology of the mind is incredible because we have a lot as human beings of things that we can contemplate, that we can think about. And so what you focus on, or I like to call tuning in. So when you tune into a certain things, you're literally focusing very intently on some aspect of what your life wants to be, or what you would like, rather, your life to be. And so when you do that, you're literally calling these things into existence. So now you're activating, with that practice, you're activating two things, your mind with your focus, right? So that's the psychology of the mind piece there. And then you're joining with the spirit, right? Your spirit with God in co-creating this to happen. So what happens if I think that I'm not worthy of great things or good things? What happens is, that's what's going to be created in my mind. And consequently, it'll manifest in your life, sure enough. So when we are looking at things that are positive and negative, that we want to draw into our lives, then it's important that we realize who we are in the Lord, and also whose we are. God created us to be great, more than conquerors, right? Victorious, courageous, confident, right? So you have to speak these things, these truths, into your life, not just one time, but every day, sometimes every second of every day. The scripture says that we ought to pray without ceasing. And that just means what we're talking about right now. So you're manifesting God's best for your life, okay? And you're doing that without ceasing. Call it positive affirmations. But you're actually calling things literally into your existence that you want to see. And this happens not by mistake, not by accident, but it's by design, folks. And so this is the word I want to give you today. It is incredible. It is powerful. If you use it, it will change your life. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. If you want wellness in your life, if you want abundance in your life, if you want to really manifest the things of God in your life, you can join God in spirit with your mind as your link up through, I call it prayer, and you literally can speak these things into your life. It is a powerful, powerful knowing when you're able to do that. It takes practice, but with all things, with God, all things are possible. This ends the first podcast.